Post-match coverage of BYU women's soccer is brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Brought to you by Wilner and O'Reilly, immigration solutions in Utah and abroad at WilnerO'Reilly.com. By Utah Children's Dental Network, Utah's network of premier pediatric dentists and orthodontists. Learn more at UtahCDN.com. Now let's get you back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to WakeMed Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina. Greg Wrubell with you as we continue from the Final Four. Stanford 2 and BYU no score. That is our final score on this night. We will be hoping to hear from BYU coach Jen Rockwood and players in the postgame press conference. That's coming up moments from now. And when that happens in the media box to my right, we'll hopefully get you into that and get you those live comments as soon as they begin. And that should be within the next few minutes or so, as there's a 10-minute cooling-off period for both teams. And then the press conference gets underway. All right, the goals were scored by Allie Montoya and Maya Doms in this one. Montoya in the second minute off an assist from Jasmine Ikey, and Maya Doms a little more than 2 minutes later. So it was a 2-0 Cardinal at that point, only 4 minutes in. And tried as the Cougars might, they could not dent the Cardinal attack and find goals in this one. They did try shots and a plenty. At 20-3 was your final shot tally. Three shots on goal, there were only three apiece. So of Stanford's three shots, two found the back of the net. So officially for Stanford, three saves, and for BYU, one. The fouls, there were 11 committed, six against BYU to five, Stanford's five. Four corners for BYU to Stanford's three. And there's only one offside flag this entire night. And it is part of the story of this game, as in the 42nd minute, Ellie Walbrook was judged to be offside on a ball she deflected in off the boot of Aaron Bailey. And the still shot that I saw, and certainly replays I'm sure viewers have seen as they were watching tonight's match, would say that Walbrook was not offside and appeared to be even with or even slightly behind the final defender. But the live call was what it was, and it took a goal off the board that would have made the game 2-1 in the 42nd minute. And that goal was not judged in, waved off. And the 2-0 advantage that Stanford held at the break held up for the win. Mentioned some trends for Stanford. They were, this season, 16-0 when scoring first and 17-0 when leading at halftime. Both those things occurred tonight as Stanford kept that 2-0 lead and held it up for the duration of this match. So those are your team numbers of note. Some BYU stats. Lynette Hernandez with the one save and two goals against on this night. Players going the full 90 tonight. Lynette Hernandez, Olivia Wade-Katoa, I think Olivia did come out in the second half. They actually said she played the full 90, but I think she did check out for a blow. Jamie Shepard played the full 90, along with Izzy Stratton and Leveni Vaca. So for BYU shot tallies, leading shot getter for the Cougs was Brecken Mozingo with six, Olivia Wade-Cattell with three, Allie Fryer with three, two for Rachel McCarthy, two for Izzy Stratton, and then singletons for Olivia Smith-Griffiths, Ellie Boren, Kendall Peterson, and Ellie Wahlberg, putting you at 20. The Cougars, three shots on goal, were one apiece for Olivia Wade-Cattell, Allie Fryer, and Izzy Stratton. And Ellie Boren had a shot go off the crossbar early in half number two as the Cougs kept the heat on. Stanford wins this one by a final score of 2-0. For the Cardinal, the goals coming from Montoya and Doms. And for Montoya, goal number 7 for the career, 2 on the year. And for Doms, 32 on the career and 11 on the season. Stanford 2, BYU 0 is your final score. The Cougar season ends at 23-3. Stanford goes on to the national championship match with a record of 20-0-4. And now the Cardinal are officially undefeated in 36 consecutive matches. That includes a match played against BYU last year's NCAA tournament, a game that BYU advanced in penalty kicks but officially went into the books as a draw. So that was a draw on that night officially. This is actually a win for Stanford. And again, 36 consecutive officially undefeated matches for the Cardinal. We'll come back to Cary, North Carolina, and coverage from WakeMed Soccer Park as we will await the BYU press conference. Cardinal win it by a final score of 2-0 here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. All right, Stanford 2, BYU nothing. Our final score, Jennifer Rockwood, Jamie Shepard, and Olivia Wade-Cattell at the postgame press conference podium, taking questions after the Cardinal advance to the national title match. Let's go to the press conference room for the coach and BYU players.
We also may have people join us by Zoom. If we do, I will just ask them to ask the question. You will hear a voice from the sky. All right, Coach.
Yeah. Wow, what a game. Really proud of the way our team played. We played a fantastic match. You know, when you give up a goal in the first 2 minutes and another one in the first 10, that's tough. And we've been there before, but I don't think there's any time that these leaders, these captains, and the rest of the team didn't believe that we could come back, as we've done a couple times before. The momentum that we had for most of the first half and the entire second half was incredibly impressive. Some of the best soccer we've played against one of the best teams in the country. And just proud of the way our girls fought and continued towards the end. Really proud of these two up here. They're unbelievable young women. I guess you're not too young anymore.
But about a few years.
Incredible women who have had an amazing career. BYU have represented us at an unbelievable level. I've led this team. They've been a part of two Final Fours or College Cups. They've been a part of a Sweet 16 team. They've been a part of one of the best BYU programs we've ever had in 29 years. And a lot of it is because of the way they've led this team. Just really proud of the way we played tonight. We fought hard. It didn't go our way. But I think we can walk away with our heads held pretty high. We played really well tonight.
All right. Questions for the student-athletes. Trevor?
Olivia, Jamie, like Coach Jen said, two College Cups appearances during your careers here at BYU. How special has it been to be a part of something, you know, this monumental in these last few years, being here at BYU, being part of these two College Cup teams?
I think super special. I think coming to BYU was always a dream for both of us, and coming in, we just wanted to compete and do something that no BYU team had ever done, and I think that's exactly what we did. I think two times, you know, BYU hadn't made it to the College Cup, and we led that team to the College Cup twice, and so we're super proud of that, and have loved our time here at BYU.
Yeah, and I would just add, I think, like Jamie said, it was our dream to come to BYU ever since we were little girls, you know, being local from Utah, and I think it's just been super special to see how, I mean, there's a majority of the girls on our team are from Utah. We got some girls from out of state, but it's really cool to see how much talent has come from Utah in the last couple years. I think just seeing how far soccer has grown, especially in women's sports, especially in Utah, has been something really special that we've been able to witness, especially at BYU. So I just feel grateful that we were able to leave BYU a little bit better than we found it, and hopefully inspire the next generation of Cougars to keep it rolling.
Could you expound on that, Olivia? I know at Southfield, obviously, always sold out, always tons of little girls watching you guys play, even time, you know, a good crowd that stuck around for the second game. What has that meant for you over your entire career at BYU, for both of you, to be that leader, to push the women's game in Utah for girls just like you, even further?
Yeah, I mean, it's super special. I know both of us used to be the little girls in the stands at Southfield, and so it's always been our dream to be able to inspire people who inspired us growing up, and so I think it's just been a really cool opportunity for us to fill those shoes that, you know, came before us, and then, you know, the girls coming up will do the same, and so I just know that there's more little girls in Utah and wherever across the country that will come to BYU and keep making this program even better.
Other questions from the group? Back group.
I know you guys probably don't want to hear about moral victories at the moment, but first of all, it was incredible to see just how much you specifically really wanted the game there. Just wanted to ask, how does it feel walking away knowing you really did beat everything you put out on the field?
Definitely a hard loss and hard to walk off the field, but just so beyond proud of this team. And everyone on the field, you could, like you said, you could see we gave it our all, and we just wanted to walk off the field knowing that we gave it everything and left with no regrets. So it means a lot. It's hard to lose, but we're super proud of this team.
Any other questions for Sarah?
Jamie, for you, as the all-time appearances leader in the program, what stands out to you when you look back at your career as most decorated?
I think coming in my freshman year, I was pretty lucky to be able to come in and play every year since then, and I've just really enjoyed my time here at BYU, and I've really grown as a player, learned so much from Coach Jen Rockwood and the staff, and have loved getting to play with all the girls on the team. Like we've mentioned, a lot of us girls are from Utah. And either I grew up playing against them or with them. So super fun to all come and meet up at BYU and do great things. So I've loved it.
Yeah,
sorry,
go ahead.
First of all, congratulations for making it this far.
Thank you.
It's been really fun to watch you guys this season. I think a really exciting part for watching you guys is you guys are always having fun, whether it's, you know, with the people in the stands or within your team. So you're able to switch all from fun to serious. So like, talk to me a little bit about how you guys make that switch and how you're able to enjoy the ride and keep the fun as, you know, a central part of your game.
Yeah, I mean, I think something that we talk a lot about is we're playing our best soccer when we have that fun energy. We call it funergy. And I really think that that is special at BYU because our relationship off the field is very special. All 32 girls on the team, we genuinely love and care about each other and are genuinely friends. And so I think it's cool to be able to have that relationship where, you know, we can have fun, loosen up, and, you know, kind of get ready to play a game. And then, you know, when the whistle blows, we know how to turn it on and to be serious, and it's time to play. And I think that's what's made this group so special is the relationship that we have to kind of do that, to do both. You know, you can have fun, and then you can work hard.
Olivia, Jamie, touched on this earlier, but just we know that, you know, Southfield has always been one of the most, you know, intimidating home field advantages, I think, you know, this season for all of women's soccer. But to see that many BYU fans in the stands tonight here in North Carolina, like, what did that personally mean to both of you to see that many people that were repping the blue and white tonight?
It's so special, and it means the world to us. We, playing at Southfield, we get the most unbelievable crowd there, and it's such a such an amazing feeling, and it really is super special to watch them travel with us. Mainly anywhere we go, we outnumber the home team with our fans. We Cougar Nation travels well. So super special to see everybody come out, travel far here to North Carolina, and to support us along the whole journey.
Any other questions for the student athletes? Keep them? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, we had a short Zoom issue. Do you want to throw some coaches, some questions to coach? We had a Zoom issue, so I want to make sure that they get the right length.
So questions for coach?
Jen, 29 seasons, what makes this team different? What was different about this year and what made this group of girls special?
Yeah, I think the experience of them playing together for so long. These guys were part of a group that played in that Final Four. A lot of them were sophomores when they started. And I think, as the girls have alluded to many times, is that friendship and that love for one another. We have 32 strong on our team. And most of the girls are, like, as I mentioned, they dreamed about playing. I remember Liv coming up to me at a state cup game when she was 11 years old and said, "Jen, I'm going to play for you one day."
Yeah.
And so I've known a lot of these girls since the time they were 12, 13 years old. And this group has been really special because they've been through a lot, as any team is. We talked about enjoying the journey this year with all the ups and downs and tears and laughs and fun. And that's what it is. We've become one big family. These guys work extremely hard. They're really committed. These guys especially wanted to, as they alluded to as well, wanted to do something that a BYU team hasn't done, and that was to win a national championship. And, you know, a little unfortunate tonight. But I think, as we said after the game, they can hold their heads high because we really played a great game. And I think everybody who saw the game realizes what a great performance we had tonight.
We have someone on Zoom now. If you have a question on Zoom, feel free to raise a hand. We'll call in once we see that. Question in the front row.
Jen, just the senior class overall. I mean, for a senior class to go to two college cups outside of, you know, the big powerhouses in the ACC and whatnot, is, let alone get them to one, is a special achievement. Just how special is this senior class that you've had over the last few years?
Well, it's pretty special. I don't know what I'm going to do without them. I've been hanging out with these guys for about 6 years now, 7 years. But I think, you know, they didn't come in as a class, but between some red shirts, some injuries, some missions, and COVID, you know, we've been through a lot together. And, again, those ties and that relationship and that love that they share for each other. And we have an amazing staff. I have more help than I've ever had in my career, and I have an unbelievable staff that helps and supports the players and myself. But it just means a lot. It means a lot to get here. I know it meant a lot for these girls. They've accomplished so much in their career. And the most important part is they represented BYU at the very highest level, at the national level for women's Division I soccer.
And just a follow-up question to that, Coach. You're one of the Big 12 done. Mm-hmm. What are you most looking forward to as BYU enters year two in the Big 12 in women's soccer in 2024?
Well, it was a great experience for being in the Big 12, to play a really high level of soccer, to go to some new places, some new schools, some new facilities. We did very well. We expected to do well in the Big 12, and I thought we did extremely well. These guys have left quite a legacy for our younger players, and it's time for them now to step up and fill these shoes just like they filled the shoes of the alumni that came before them. So we're looking forward to year two. We'll be a lot younger team next year, but we got a lot of good players coming back.
Any other questions, Hooter?
Just a little bit of a tactical question, because it really is fun watching you guys play. How do you find that balance between how many numbers you guys get forward in the attack and the combination play and still being as safe as you've been all season defensively?
Well, one of the things we know we can control is our fitness, and that's something that these guys worked extremely hard on, as you can tell. They run their guts out. But we're just a team that likes to play. Liv mentioned the fun energy. We just want to go. We just want to attack. And in order to attack, you got to press. You got to have the ball. We try and take a lot of pride in playing the game, possession style, building out of the back, going through the midfield, getting everybody involved. Once we get into that attacking third, everybody has a green light. We love to go. We love to encourage 1v1, and we scored 79 goals this year. We could have used another one tonight, would have helped. But a tremendous attacking team, and it's just something that we work on every day. We spend a lot of time in front of the goal. That's what makes soccer exciting, is attacking and playing, and these girls did it. Such an unbelievable job this year.
Speaking back on that, you guys led the nation in shots per game tonight, another 20 shots. Mm-hmm. What did they do well defensively to prevent those shots from being great scoring on?
Well, Stanford's been doing it all year. They've only given up 10 goals. I think you could see even when Liv touched the ball, she had three people immediately on her. They closed very well in the attacking third, especially anything around the box. They had numbers around our attacking players, and they just had a big presence. We kept coming after them, and they kept getting in the way. They were great shot blockers. And just had numbers in the box. You know, when you're protecting the lead, you can get some numbers behind. And unfortunately, we thought we had one in the first half. That would have made a big difference going into the second half and how they would have had to play. But they kind of boxed it in a little bit, which you do when you're kind of up a goal. I mean, a couple goals. But just great shot blockers, great organization defensively, which led us to really do a lot of attacking and just didn't fall our way tonight.
In the back, one more.
I thought Izzy Stratton was immense tonight. Could you talk about the role you asked her to play, particularly in the second half?
Izzy has been a key player for us as a center back, as a young player. She never played center back, and we needed her to play there last year with one of our seniors getting hurt. She's really taken over the role, and her and Lava back there have done an amazing job. We wouldn't be attacking as much as we have been all year if it hadn't been for our back line and how well they control the ball. Izzy was out of her mind tonight. The energy and the effort that she played, we didn't even talk about her stepping up. She just did it, and we kept encouraging her to do it. We're going to miss Izzy. She's going to be serving a church mission, leaving in December. So we won't have her next year, and hopefully she'll be back and join us soon. But she played an unbelievable game, and I think really gained some huge recognition. Everybody will remember who Izzy is.
Coach, players, thank you all for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is Jennifer Rockwood and players Jamie Shepherd and Olivia Wade-Katoa. Let's break for 60 seconds. We'll come back and hope to have Coach Rockwood on the headset with me live here in Cary, North Carolina. The Cougar season comes to an end with the Stanford Cardinal defeating BYU 2-0 in the College Cup semifinal. More BYU soccer coming up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Post-Match Live continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to Wake Med Soccer Park here in Cary, North Carolina, on a gorgeous night for soccer. Really well-contested game between BYU and Stanford. Cardinal advanced to the national title game. Final score 2-0. BYU head coach Jennifer Rockwood, who we just heard in the press conference, has hopped out of the building and around the corner to our broadcast location. And, Jen, thank you for taking a minute or two and helping to wrap our season this way. I know that I echo Cougar Nation on just the pride they feel for you and your team, the way you battled this season, the special things you did, and the way you took this thing to the end. And, man alive, you gave Stanford all they wanted. Press, 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 and shot, 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 and just couldn't find the back of the net tonight.
Yeah, a heartbreaking game as I watched Jamie and Liv walk back across the field for one last time. What an unbelievable duo of leaders they are. So proud of them. So proud of our seniors. Proud of our team, 32 strong. Proud of our staff and all the support we get from Cougar Nation. We played such an amazing game. You know, we got off to a rough start again, and you just don't even know how that happens. But I think we can walk away knowing how well we played, how much we dominated, how much we showed soccer at the highest level can be played, and attacking style soccer. Just unbelievable. I'm kind of in a shock right now, to be honest, Greg, because the girls played so well tonight.
And it was kind of a lot of the same elements of last week's script were present again. Early deficit, and then you just have the ball, and you just have the ball. And it was so tough for Stanford to even win it from you, and you're just trying to find a spot, trying to find an opening. And man, it was a thing where they were just kind of batting down the hatches and hoping to withstand the pressure tonight.
Yeah, we were all over them. You know, like I said, they hit two unbelievable shots. We didn't close in time, both shots were unbelievable. And then the rest of the game, I feel like, was ours. You know, unfortunate turn of events when we scored that goal in the first half that would have made things a lot different had that not been taken away from us. Obviously, that's frustrating. It's happened to us now in two Final Fours where it hasn't been offsides, but it's been called. That certainly changes the momentum going into halftime. And I think, you know, changes the way Stanford has to play, and we could have gone at them even more.
And then Ellie Boren almost gets you back in it, just dropped the crossbar early in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we had our chances. The girls did not give up one bit, and they gave it everything they got, and I think that's why, you know, they can walk away with their head high, super proud of their efforts and the season. It was one of the best seasons we've ever had for BYU soccer. Led the nation in so many different things, and they just represent BYU so well, and we have such great support. Like I said, Cougar Nation has been special for us this year. Even had tremendous support here. But there's nothing like Southfield. Seniors left a legacy for all of our younger players to start to live up to, and they've set the standard as the seniors came before them. So just an amazing season. Just heartbreaking it had to come to an end. We really wanted to go all the way this year, but played a heck of a game.
Well, speaking of that senior class, we talked earlier in the pregame today about how you've never had this much time with any one senior class. You got five full soccer playing years out of this group, and that's a special collection of players you say long to now.
Absolutely. Of our 11 seniors, you know, between injuries and red shirts and missions, they ended up together to lead this team. And, I don't know what I'm going to do without them for sure. They're going to be much missed. It's going to be quite empty when we start up again in January. But we've got a lot of young girls that are anxious and ready to have their time kind of in the spotlight. We've had so many great players and accomplishments from this senior group. And how about Izzy Stratton leaving it out on the field? An unbelievable game. People are going to remember that name. And, you know, we won't have her next year, but we hope to get her back soon.
Well, what a great journey it's been for this team, and it ends where you want to end it, right at the highest levels in the College Cup at a beautiful venue here in Cary. Different look next year for your team for sure, but the same goals in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Every year, you know, we strive to win a conference championship and get to the NCAA tournament. We'll have a much younger team, but this team has been able to train every day with this group of seniors, and some for the last 2 years, so they know what's expected, and we have some really special and phenomenal young players that are ready to step up into those spots. And, we look forward to seeing what we can put together in the fall.
We look forward to seeing what comes of BYU soccer next year with this new look. And this year's team did so many special things and memorable nights at Southfield, so many of those as well. And we'll get ready to do it all again next year. Jen, thanks for taking me along for the ride this year as well, by the way. And it's always been a pleasure to be with you and your program. And I know Cougar Nation will look with great anticipation toward next year and much gratitude for this season. So thank you, and thank you to your entire program.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate all you guys' support.
All right. Thank you. That's Jennifer Rockwood, and that will do it for tonight from Cary, North Carolina, where your final score is Stanford 2 and BYU 0. Stanford on to face Florida State in the national championship game on Monday night. So for our crew back at BYU Radio, engineer Barry Squires, coordinating producer Terry South, and our control board operator, Kaylee Radford. And thanks to all in Cougar Nation for supporting us throughout this season as well on ESPN Plus and this weekend here on BYU Radio. My name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you for tuning in and saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Women's Soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Cary, North Carolina.